All right, let's bring in Joe Fisher, voice of the Commodores, who, and Joe, it's sort of interesting to note, talking about that North Carolina story, you guys were up there when all that happened, weren't
you? Sure were. That's one of those things that hit everybody because, you know, where you stay, and Mark, of course, you've been up there a lot. You know, when you get around, if you're going to go anywhere, you're going to have to walk some distance to get someplace, or even if you're going to the train station or whatever, that was just a tragedy that just kind of, you know, cast a pall over everything up there because it's supposed to be a festive time and a great atmosphere and one of those special moments, and somebody ends up losing their life as a result of it. That was pretty hard on everybody.
He was a pretty remarkable kid, and you see, you know, if anything good could have possibly come out of this, it did with, and you see this story, and believe me, I was sitting there tearing up, like it's the end of Beaches or something.
You know, it's funny because, and I was thinking about this the other day when I was at basketball practice, and Davis Nwankwo is there, and you know, is still there, and is still a part of the team. It's one of those things that every time you see him, you almost have to think back to the fact that we almost lost him, and miraculously didn't. And I don't think that there's anybody that was there when that all took place that can't be changed by that some way. I know Kevin Stallings is, and you know, talked a lot about it and how everybody was affected by seeing that play out right in front of your eyes, and it's just kind of a miracle to have him back every day.
Is he helping out with the team in some
capacity?
Yeah,
he does. He's kind of a graduate assistant in some regard, if you will, although not technically. Basically, Vanderbilt committed to keep him on scholarship, you know, for his education, you know, as long as he stayed at Vanderbilt, which they certainly didn't have to do, but there was never any discussion that they wouldn't, and he helps out. He goes through the, you know, practices and sits through the films and all that, and it's just good to have him around.
Joe, if you think the SEC is the best conference, and Kev, you know, please weigh in on this. If you think the SEC is the best conference in college football, think about this. At the majority of the schools, probably two-thirds of the schools, the quarterbacks are all underclassmen.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris Smelly is another example of this. They're going to see him on Saturday. Think about what this conference is going to be like over the next year and a half where you're going to have a bunch of star quarterbacks. I don't want to say superstar quarterbacks, but you look and see at the possibilities, you know, at Georgia, at South Carolina, at Florida, at LSU, even with Perilou, it's pretty amazing.
It is amazing when you go down the list, and we faced one on Saturday that really wasn't even on the radar screen when the year started. You know, when you think about it, he was not the guy anybody there was talking about. They knew they had him, you know, and they knew he was in the mix, but he wasn't the guy that they were anticipating was going to be playing, and now he has sort of become the person who's running the show, and he's not doing it with a lot of flash. He's not spectacular, hasn't been to this point. He's just been very steady and very solid, and he's taking advantage of having a solid running game in Corey Boyd and others behind him, and, you know, a couple of 400-yard rushers in the backfield is pretty strong, and then a great defense that's been very active, and he just hasn't made a lot of mistakes. And so it's not the you know, Danny Werfel type you know, guy throwing it all over the place. Rex Grossman, you can go back through the whole list, but he's just the guy that's getting the job done.
And, Joe, real quick, you talk about underclassmen making their mark. The last time we played at South Carolina, I was thinking about this the other day, was really one of Earl Bennett's first games where you said, boy, this guy's going to really be something special at Vanderbilt. 16 catches for 204 yards in that game two years ago.
Most receptions he's ever had in a game, the 16, and that was kind of a coming-out party for him. And boy, they need another one, don't they? You know, it would be a great time to put another one together because this offense needs something to give them some confidence and get jump-started. And if he had a big, big day, that would be huge.
Hey, Joe, we appreciate it. Talk to you tomorrow morning.
See you guys.